Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. In this episode, we will conclude the reading of the entire Bible in 1 year. Now, if you're subscribed to the show, please don't unsubscribe just yet. There's at least one episode remaining, which I'd like to sort of sum up the year and give some thanks. We'll talk about that after the reading today. But for now, let's read the one remaining chapter in our journey through the Word. Romans chapter 16. Now I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea, so that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and provide her with whatever help she may need from you, for she has been a great help to many, including me. Greet Prissa and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Also, greet the church in their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphras, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my compatriots and my fellow prisoners. They are well known to the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my good friend Stachius. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my compatriot. Greet those in the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, laborers in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who was also a mother to me. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers and sisters with them. Greet Philegus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the believers who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. Now I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who create dissensions and obstacles contrary to the teaching that you learned. Avoid them. For these are the kind who do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By their smooth talk and flattery they deceive the minds of the naive. Your obedience is known to all, and thus I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. The God of peace will quickly crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you. So do Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my compatriots. I, Tertius, who am writing this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus greet you. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that had been kept secret for long ages, but now is disclosed, and through the prophetic scriptures has been made known to all the nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be glory forever. Amen. And there we have it. I cannot think of a more appropriate way to end. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Let's rejoice together. I told you there were some good teachings in the very last chapter here yesterday, didn't I? It's interesting that the Holy Spirit showed Paul that there would be some that would come along and bring lessons that were contrary to the Word. Those who would use smooth talk and flattering to deceive the minds of the naive. They're here with us today, aren't they? Pray for them, and pray for those that they deceive, that God will open their minds, and that they'll repent from that. Well, please again, I encourage you to come back tomorrow for a day of celebration and remembering this last year. Thank you so very much. If you have been with me from the beginning, I commend you, and I pray God's richest blessing on you. I've been saying that for an awful long time on the show, but I really mean it. Well, more of that tomorrow. I've got a lot to say. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.